This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualifications. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
You lucky ladies and gents, you have stumbled across one of the top five podcasts, in my opinion.
Nice. you're only top five of your own podcast? Wow.
The Three Horsemen Show, crossing over with Surreal Talk. We are a horseman down, and yet somehow we have gained, I feel like, the substitute fourth horseman.
Yeah, kind of. We're not going to end it, though, like with the way they did with Sting. Beat the shit out of you until you get out of the podcast business.
Oh, man.
Get out of this business!
Let's hope.
It's fucking great.
Eric from Surreal Talk, a brother from another mother.
Yes, sir.
How you guys doing?
You all know me, Everett, and I've talked many times about another show I do on the network, Surreal Talk. It's our conspiracy and local weird shit show. Weird shit show.
You may be Everett on Surreal Talk, but you'll always be Big Easy to me.
Fair enough. But yeah, we got Eric, who happens to be my brother, co-host of Surreal Talk.
We'll tell everybody.
Fellow wrestling fan, here to guest with us today on Surreal Talk. We're going to be talking, or Surreal Talk, on the Three Horsemen show.
That's right.
We're continuing what we started over. We're doing a double header today. We did the Surreal Talk show, surrealtalkpodcast.com, and we did it on the conspiracy or just the weird shit surrounding Chris Benoit and the murder and suicide of his wife and kids.
Who would have thought in wrestling there would be some crazy shit that
didn't
goes
see it
around
coming.
A murder-suicide? Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Didn't see it coming, personally. Carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide is the story.
Is that right?
That was my guess. You guys tell these folks about Surreal Talk. Tell them, we'll explain how we got here, but tell them what you guys do weekly.
We usually present whatever weird topic that we want to talk about. It could be about aliens. Could be about Bigfoot.
Anything from government lies to 9/11. Anything conspiracy, cults, paranormal.
We did one on Planet X.
We did cryptids.
Which is retarded.
We did crazy animals like the Loch Ness Monster and fucking Bigfoot.
New Jersey Devil.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
We did Giants. We did all kinds of cool fucking shows, really.
Geez, so
we can cuss on here, right?
Hell yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah, so we did all kinds of cool fucking shows, man.
What?
That's great.
Some people will be hearing this, and this will go out immediately, but some of you might be stumbling upon this in June. That will mark the 10th anniversary, June 22nd, 23rd, of Chris Benoit's double murder suicide. And we've been wanting to do this for, since before March.
We've been considering this crossover for a while.
Yeah, and it's been in the hopper. We wanted to get it out. We wanted to talk about it. It's about to be very, very big again. This is going to be, it's going to be talked about a lot.
Quite relevant.
Still broken down. Still people asking questions. Still people putting theories together, which is kind of what we just did. Mm. And you'll get our opinions at least, which is worth
the price of admission, hopefully.
Well, that it is, and it's free, so there you go. So
next to nothing.
the most polarizing figure in the history of pro wrestling, what do you guys think of when I say Chris Benoit?
Yeah, I would say polarizing. I also think incredibly gifted wrestler.
Flying headbutt.
I always think that too.
Toothless
fun to watch.
Toothless aggression.
Toothless aggression. Who was it that always said that? Was it Jerry Lawler?
No, I mean that became his catchphrase because he was missing those teeth.
He had the one tooth missing.
The
right?
One tooth, yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't a Cactus Jack lookalike.
I mean, he looks mean,
dude.
Benoit. I mean, you look at that guy.
They call him the Canadian Wolverine.
Well, I'm saying, like, if you stared him down, like, and you looked at him, like, there's people that you like, I could fuck with that guy. But that's
not
one that you say that to. You know what I mean?
And he mean mugged you, you wouldn't want to mean mug
No, right, right. He's got a scary face. Yeah. I feel like he could kick your ass. Like, my ass, your ass, his ass, all of our asses. Well, could have, I guess.
I doubt it. Three of us, I don't think he could take all three of us. But whatever.
You don't think?
No, not at the same time.
No, probably not.
All right.
He keeps one of you busy and the other two of us just plowing from behind. Oh, that sounds bad. Yeah. We're not going to plow from behind. Never
so we know what Everett's into.
Let me make the hot tag to Eric and get out of the
slap.
No, but I mean, the guy ruined his legacy, obviously. And that's, you know, that's, I mean, that's afterthought. And 10 years later that you're saying he ruined his legacy. But I mean, murdered his son and his wife.
One of the most fucked up things to happen in wrestling, for sure.
It fucking gives you the shivers when you think.
As we were talking about on the last episode when we were doing Surreal Talk, Tim was right. I mean, I could see freaking out and killing my wife, sure. Crazy
things
have
happened. You keep driving that home. You just really drive that. I can see killing my wife.
Hey, that's the
joke.
Look,
guys, it's the truth.
Well, I mean, like, let's talk about it. No, we're here.
Let's talk turkey.
I mean, we're here.
Spouse aside.
If it looks like
a
duck and quacks like a duck, it's a fucking duck, right?
I mean, but killing your kid afterwards, that's a little weird.
Right. The wife, off with ease. Kid, not so much.
I wouldn't say ease.
Oh, ease.
Oh, I'm so glad Brittany doesn't watch any of
Big ease.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about this young man. Grew up in Canada. He was a Canadian, loved wrestling, loved the Hearts, and I don't know how familiar. This is going to be like a cross of old school, but Stampede Wrestling out of Canada produced Brian Pillman. It produced, obviously, all the Hearts. I mean, it was good wrestling. I mean, Sylvester Ritter worked up there. Sylvester Ritter became the Junkyard Dog. I mean, the Mongolian Stompers was a big name up there. I mean, the world champions would make their trips into Canada. I mean, you go work in Calgary. You guys ever been to Calgary?
I've never been to Canada, no.
Jesus. I can only imagine. Well, it's just ice all the time.
Abdul the Butcher?
Yeah.
Was there?
Wow. Oh, I mean, it was a territory. You didn't make a lot of money. I don't know what the Canadian dollar was then, but I know that, good Lord.
They still have this Stampede. Is that still going on today? Is that a promotion that they still do today?
There may be a small semblance of a something that goes by the name of Stampede, but they really sold Stampede in 1984.
Oh, it's right. Not what it was.
Stu sold it to Vince McMahon in 1984.
Oh, okay, so it's a Vinnie McMahon.
And it looks like Vince McMahon sold it back to Bruce Hart the year after in 1985.
Yeah.
To this day, it lists there's an owner from 2012 to present as Martin Solt and Corey Crispins. That's listed on Wikipedia. So apparently it still exists.
Cool.
Right. In whatever form.
It's not what it was ever. I mean, no territory is, but I mean, it was. So Benoit saw this, and like I jumped the gun in the first episode that we did on Surreal Talk, and I wanted to go into what a big fan he was of Dynamite Kid. Do you guys know any Dynamite Kid? You remember the British Bulldogs?
I do remember British Bulldog.
That was Dynamite Kid.
No, the British Bulldogs. He had a tag team called the British Bulldogs.
Oh, no, I remember Davey Boy Smith.
And his partner was the Dynamite Kid.
Right.
Yeah, no, sure don't, man.
And the parallels that these two and Dynamite Kid Tom Billington was, dude, freak athlete. Maybe the best wrestler I've ever seen.
Right.
So he patterned every punch he throws it like Dynamite Kid. Snap suplex, same style. I mean, he copied him.
Dynamite Kid was another short wrestler. He was 5'8".
That was Chris Benoit did have a great snap. He used to fucking... Yeah, that snap suplex was decent.
He got it from Dynamite Kid, and Dynamite Kid ended up being, he's probably another quite polarizing, I mean, he's in a wheelchair, he's had strokes, he's lost his leg.
Does he have the CTE or whatever?
I'm sure.
Well, I guess you don't know.
He's got so many problems. But
bummer, man.
He was a real bully around the locker room.
Another JBL type guy, eh?
Yeah, but with short man syndrome.
Yeah, as you say, 5'8", he's got the little man syndrome going on.
That's a motherfucker, too. You ever met anybody with that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, have you guys ever heard the story of how...
I was working
God,
on that.
Man, I wish you guys knew... well, this is good, though. The Rougeau brothers. Remember them?
Sure,
remember
Jacques
the Mountie?
And,
Mountie, I sure do, yeah.
Okay.
I always get this man.
So, Billington...
He does.
Tom Billington was a real... He would play jokes on people and kind of push people around. He was a bully. Treated people like shit. I mean, put a gun to his wife's head, told her he was going to kill her. Isn't it weird how that works out?
Interesting.
He probably saw it as not really a big deal, though. But if you're talking about
Crispin
the kid,
Waugh did
was,
everything.
You get it?
Crispin Waugh did everything.
It was his wife. He's like, fuck it, I can off her. No big deal.
That's right. Because the wife, I can see.
It's the wife, yeah, I can see, right?
You know, Crispin Waugh did everything that Kid Dynamite did, but better. So the whole putting the gun to the wife's head thing, Crispin Waugh had to.
Oh, yeah, he won up the shit out of him, didn't he?
Hey, Farley wanted to be Belushi. But, well, seriously.
Right.
But
we're making some sick fucking jokes getting started here.
Sorry. Yeah, we are. Whoops. The story with Tom Billington was he was pushing around, and this is a long, there was a rib played on Jacques Rougeau, and it was really hinting, but he was convinced it was the British Bulldogs, so they were kind of talking shit. So Billington threatens him, does his thing, so either potatoed him in the ring, did something to piss him off. So Rougeau, oh no, he open hand slapped him, I believe. Rougeau was not going to take it. He gets a roll of quarters, catches Dynamite Kid walking there at a house show in, I wanted to say Cleveland, Cincinnati, somewhere in Ohio, Dayton. Walks up to him without doing anything. He had a coffee in his hand, the Dynamite Kid did, and just punches him right in the mouth with a roll of quarters.
Fuck.
Knocks his teeth out. Knocks out what he said.
Who did this?
Knocked out my
Jacques
chompers.
Rougeau.
Yeah.
Fuck. What an asshole.
Knocked out my chompers.
That's what he said. Dynamite Kid doesn't get knocked out. He bends over, doesn't spill a drip of his coffee is the way they put it. And everybody's like, oh my God. So bloodies him, knocks all his teeth out.
Quarters everywhere.
I assume.
Got it. You gotta be.
Well, I mean, if it's pro wrestling.
You remember Vinny Vegas.
They explode.
Yes, they explode.
Yeah, that's right.
So knocks him out, and Billington, he never got his revenge on him, and Bret Hart basically says that's what killed Dynamite Kid, and that's what just ruined him for the rest of his life.
Was that punch?
Yeah.
Wow.
They were gone. Bummer. They were gone from the WWF within 3 to 6 months.
Huh.
But, and that's kind of, that was his idol. Like, he loved that guy. But, so he gets into Stampede. But we all know him. Like, I remember seeing him. WCW would bring guys in, but we all know him. And what most people will know Chris Benoit for, to a point, is how good he was in WCW.
Right. What I remember about Chris Benoit is when he joined the Four Horsemen,
mm-hmm.
I remember thinking, and I still think this is one guy. Thank you for that.
That wasn't me.
This is one guy that I believe is a horseman. He can step in. And he throws up the four fingers, and I don't go, yeah, bullshit.
It's
like,
believable.
Like Steve Mongo McMichael or fucking Sid Vicious or whoever they're throwing in this week. You know, but Chris Benoit, I believed.
Very much so. Did you guys like his style?
Loved it. Dude, he was, the name Crippler was perfect for him. He'd come in there, he'd work hard, he'd work fast, just high spots. He was the definition of like a fucking piece of leather wrestler, you know what I mean? Tougher than nails.
He was very.
He would hurt himself to hurt you.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
There you go.
It was always
the headbutt.
He was exciting. You know what I mean? He was exciting. It's you never knew what you were going to get with him.
Well, and he was also like, think about how well he sold shit. Like whenever he would put on his Crippler Crossface, just that look he'd give on his face, just looks
wrenching,
like he's cranking.
Like, yeah, like he's cranking on him.
You can't ask for more than that in a wrestling performer.
Somebody you're right. You're right. He was a great performer.
Right.
As well.
Somebody that made it look real.
Right. Somebody you could forget that you're watching a staged exhibition, more or less.
Right.
And that's what you got to have to be great.
And, you know, he was in there and with Malenko, who came, and you're a Malenko.
I love Malenko.
Yeah. And they brought some reality back. They made the Four Horsemen work again.
Yep.
But it's also here that he meets Nancy and they, you know, carry on, which we talked about in Surreal Talk. But that really changed everything for him. And it's one of those ones where you're like, you know, what if they had never met? What if Sullivan never booked that
angle? Dude, there's so many things like that out there. What if they never met?
Where would he be today had he not married her and freaked the fuck out?
He could be 19-time champion by now.
Yeah, 19-time world champion.
Stately, he's retired, been retired for five. Well, he'd probably still be pretty fucked up with CTE, though, even if he had not met her.
True.
Yeah. Would he be wrestling now? Probably not.
Hard to say.
I think back to, like, watching guys like him and guys like Dynamite Kid, Bret Hart, Malenko, the smaller guys that throw their bodies around. And, man, when we were kids, wrestlers, I mean, literally worked 300 days a year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, could you imagine doing that to your body 300 times?
No.
I mean, think of how much Hulk Hogan doesn't even fall down, and yet his back is completely fucked up because of dropping a leg.
Pretty much landing on his ass is how he hurt
his back. His back's fucked from that, no shit.
From the, what would you call it?
Just the compression. Yeah.
That your back takes. And guys like Benoit, who I worry that these guys, and you see, like, I hate that movie, The Wrestler.
Really?
But it just makes it look so, bad. We've talked about this before. Like, those guys go through it, and then it looks like anybody that's not in WWF or was in WCW, now they're, like, basically a used car salesman, or they're working for $20 everywhere.
It's not completely wrong.
Yeah, but, I mean, thanks to, like, podcasts, some of these guys are making...
That's a good point.
...like, decent livings, but you hear some of them talking, and you're like, oh, what is wrong with him?
Who put the microphone in front of this guy?
Well, not that, but some of their thoughts are incomplete.
Oh, well, yeah, some of the ones that come out as closet racist. That's... Like, your favorite of all time, Road Warrior Animal lately. Not that he said it on a podcast or whatever, but...
Yeah, he just wrote it on Facebook.
Yeah, he comes out, you know, he's a little racist.
Who, Road Warrior Animal?
Yeah, Animal.
Animal is?
Well, the other one's Hawk. Road Warrior.
Oh, yeah, Hawk and Animal, yeah.
They just, I don't know, I worry about the effects that these guys have done to their brain. Like, we had covered that CTE thing and how big concussions got, like, after this is really when it started.
Did you ever listen to Muhammad Ali talk before he died? No complete sentences. Like, nothing fucking made sense. Like,
Joe Frazier's the same
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I mean, it's like nothing. Like you look at that guy and you're, like, sad for him. Like, ah, fuck.
Go back a few years and listen to Evander Holyfield talk.
Oh, yeah? Is he, like, the same way, huh?
It's getting more slurred. I think they're almost treating some of these guys, or they're making advances into how they can. Well, I know they are. I saw some things they did with a former NFL quarterback that they showed the area of brain that's just like it's missing or in it's. I don't know. They put white. There's a white substance that you're supposed to look for in the CAT scan, but it's crazy that I don't know. I feel like. You can't watch his matches, or can you watch his matches?
Who, Benoit?
Yeah.
I can watch him. I would love to watch him.
Oh, yeah. No, he was good.
Yeah, but do you watch it and think, oh, man.
For me, it doesn't. What he did doesn't taint his wrestling matches. Like, I can go back and watch his wrestling matches, and that thought never entered my head that this guy killed his wife and kid.
Yeah,
he was just that much of an athlete and a stellar performer that it really doesn't taint his wrestling for me. His memory and everything that he did, yeah, it does, sure, but...
I question his choice of tights more than, like, you know,
in the
I'm watching.
He wasn't as bad as some of the fucking brief guys. Come on, man. The guys that wore the briefs, the long pant tights were way better. Let's be serious.
Yeah, but he wore, like, those weird purple ones.
What about Owen Hart wore a wrestling singlet? I mean, doesn't get much care in that.
It's a great look.
It worked for him.
It did work for him. You're right.
Better than his blue blazer.
Worked for the Steiners.
Oh, it sure did. You're right, man. It sure did. It worked fucking. Rick Steiner was he did look
even Scotty
rather at home in the singlet.
That he did. But that doesn't I can't watch an old and this is sports related. I can't watch an old clip of O.J. Simpson running the football without thinking
Well, that's a good point. Every time I see him in like Naked Gun or something like that or in a movie, I'm like, "Oh, it's O.J." Shit.
That sucks, and we'll get to this in the end when what's his legacy overall. But he did good work in WWF, obviously, got all the way to the top, which if you would have told me that he was going to be the champion, when Stone Cold's champion, when wrestling's at its hottest, if you would have said he's going to be champion in 6 years, I would have said, not
going to happen.
No, like Eddie Guerrero, I would have never
got that whole thing. I was never a huge Eddie Guerrero guy. But he got to be the biggest fucking thing for a while.
I know. It was cool.
Blew my mind. So big that they hired his goddamn wife after he died.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be close enough. Vicky Guerrero, most annoying bitch you'll ever see in any of wrestling, in my opinion.
What the fuck does she do?
She did that on purpose?
I am Vicky Guerrero. And that's basically it over and over.
Oh, fuck that.
Excuse me. That was her line.
Yep.
I went to a show. She couldn't even get the words out. because they booed over the top of her. Like, she would try to talk, and everybody was just, it was great. Dude, she started smiling like, I can't even talk. She just went back, turned around, and walked off stage. They came out and
mission
did it later.
Accomplished.
Oh,
I always liked those fucking the Stone Cold ones where he'd be like, one beer, and then the crowd would go, what? And he'd be like, two beers.
Have
what?
You ever participated in that? Like,
never.
Been there live?
No.
It's fun. It was fun.
They still do the chant.
Do they?
Do they still do it?
There's still a small what chant at any show.
That's awesome.
A couple captains of the guard keeping it going, you know?
Oh, if anybody hits somebody with a chop, you get woo.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's never going away.
Hell, our sister dyed her hair bright blonde, and we gave her woos for, I don't know, 2 weeks.
Fucking great, man. Like, oh, my God, it's Ric Flair.
I made her do the Ric Flair strut right where we were at a funeral, actually, even.
We were graveside.
We were at a gravesite, and I'm making her Ric Flair strut.
Only here on the Three Horsemen show will you hear that.
Yeah. We're legit, Pally.
That's great, Pally. That's a funny thing. Brian says he never wasted a move. Every one of them had purpose or meaning.
That's a fair assessment.
He's right. But you see that, and like, we went through a timeline of things that happened. When Eddie Guerrero died, a few of his friends, I would think this would hurt more people. I mean, we had that rush of deaths that we actually did a show on.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost think that that's what pushed him over the edge mentally, was everybody dropping dead in that early to mid-2000s.
That's going
to
fuck with you. A lot of your friends that you've come up with and been wrestling with for years start dying all around you. And throw that on the fact that you got the brain of an 80-year-old Alzheimer's patient.
I mean, have you guys had many friends die? I've had maybe 5 friends in my life die.
I've had quite a few.
Yeah, not many. Quite. I don't have a lot of friends. I don't like friends. It's just me.
But do people... Okay, so I had a friend that passed away, and people don't talk about it.
Well, I think the harder part... I had friends pass away from multiple different things. A lot of friends pass away from drug overdoses, and then I had one friend that was not into drugs, and he passed away in a motorcycle accident, and that was... just ever more devastating because you didn't see that coming. You know, your buddies that are all fucked up. You know, you could see that's coming. You know what's coming. Yeah, oh, shit, tragic, it happens. But when you got a friend that does, he's not into that shit, and he's just riding his motorcycle and pass away from that, it's like that's even more of a taboo subject around the circle than talking about the ones that pass away from drug overdoses. The guy that wasn't into it because it was so devastating and tragic that it's like, fuck, nobody really wants to talk about that. Yeah, that's a little bit rougher, I think, the ones that you don't expect, you know what I mean? And that's much like Benoit, because you never saw it out of him. That was not coming.
And with that, the Eddie Guerrero thing, we talked about how he was keeping that journal and writing to Eddie as, I guess, be therapeutic
to someone. Exercise.
But I do think, and now WWE took major steps after this happened, you know, to counsel people, get people to rehab, get them to the doctor. If you have a concussion, you're not working. It's just like
Daniel
the NFL
Bryan,
or,
for instance.
Huh?
Daniel Bryan, for instance. You don't know who Daniel Bryan is. I'll give you the bastardized version. He's a new up and coming guy. He was as big as they got for a while. Had the world title. Had a couple of concussions.
Kind of like that.
Yeah, Miz is a little different. I wouldn't put him on the same level.
Oh, okay.
Much better than the Miz.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But long short of it is, he had too many concussions in his career. But he only had like 2 or 3 or something like that. But it was enough for them to be like, nope, we're not going to clear you to wrestle anymore.
For real, I've had like 10 concussions.
You've never had a concussion. I want to see your doctor's report.
Because you can be knocked out cold like 5 times.
That doesn't mean you get a concussion.
What the? We talked about this last time on the last episode. When your brain knocks off the side of your skull and it has to reboot, that's like a concussion.
It's like.
Are you a doctor?
No, are you?
Yeah.
Did you go see a doctor?
No, I went to medical school, Johns Hopkins University.
Boom.
I used to smoke weed with Johnny Hopkins.
Yeah.
Me and Sloan Kettering and Johnny Hopkins used to blaze that shit up every day.
Well, I went to medical school, so I could diagnose my own concussions while they were happening.
Fine.
A real Christopher Nowinski in studio.
Real life, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Lord. And he had that work that, I mean, it went WWF, and then this all played out in 2007. So he had been with WWF around 8 years,
mm-hmm.
7, 8 years. I think he got in late 99, early 2000, somewhere in there. Yeah, I think so.
Sounds about right.
But he leaves that huge hole in his legacy that he almost doesn't even have a legacy now. So all that work went to shit in 3 days. I mean,
I don't think that's what was on his mind at the time, but yeah, it's exactly what happened.
Yeah, and
I mean, if it was really worried about his legacy, he wouldn't have did it on the day he was supposed to win the, you know, the title, be it ECW title or whatever title. It's still, it's a heavyweight title, and it carries with it a certain amount of, you know.
They say he had a job for life.
Benoit?
He was going to be a lifer there.
I don't doubt it. You don't get rid of a guy like him who, like they say, backstage has a great reputation.
Right.
Is the worker of all workers, more or less. You don't get rid of a guy like that.
Yeah, because he would have produced matches for them. Yep. He, that's what he would be doing right now. He would be, how old would Benoit be? What was he, 40?
Oh, that's fine.
When he died?
Born in 64, right?
No, that was Nancy.
Oh.
Born in 67. He would 67. Be 50 years old.
Is there any active wrestlers still wrestling under 50? Goldberg was close, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was right around that. Undertaker was definitely 50.
Yeah, Goldberg is 50 this year, or last year. Undertaker.
I mean, they're not full-time.
Fair enough, yeah. Undertaker just retired. He's 52.
Benoit would have probably been in the ring 5 to 7 more years.
At least. And even then, you could have counted on him for any number of things behind the scenes, or even on camera. It's not like he was the best mic worker, but he wasn't horrible.
No, I mean, yeah, he did all his talking in the ring. I hate to use that stupid.
Yeah, the old.
It does sound cliche, but it's fucking true, man.
Yeah,
like we were saying before, like the way he talked, like when he would throw you in the crossface, and just the faces he made, you could tell the story. Or whenever he'd give that final thumb drag across the throat, and just you knew exactly.
I mean, you
the
could
point.
See the veins in his.
The dude was
he
intense.
Was into it, dude. Yeah, he was into it.
Intensity in 10 cities.
Live at Budokan.
Boom. No stairway.
Denied.
We covered a lot of the death on Surreal Talk, but let's, because some of our
feel people, free to rehash. Yeah.
Yeah, some of our people won't cross over. In the end, I think we all know that he did this, and there's no going against 99%
chance he did it.
Yeah, but they wiped his matches completely when it happened. And they really only started coming back 2 or 3 years ago when the network started.
Mm-hmm.
And do you guys see that? Did they need to do that?
They didn't need to. The WWE does not need Benoit. I mean,
true.
Honestly. That said, do they owe it to him? No, they probably don't owe it to him. But at this point, I think they've relaxed enough on it. They know, like I was saying at the end of the last episode, it was CTE more than likely that caused it. The guy wasn't in his right mind. We can't persecute him forever. It's not right to persecute him forever.
Yeah, he ain't coming back.
As Vince McMahon said, it's not right to promote him, but we can't act like he doesn't exist. So,
yeah, I just – the thing I don't like is that they – I mean, okay, he's not going in the Hall of Fame. The Wrestling Hall of Fame, no matter, there is no Hall of Fame he's going in besides Infamy.
Right.
He's not going to have a DVD. I don't even think that early. There, you don't have a story. You can't tell that story because everybody knows how it ends.
Mm-hmm.
And that just ruins.
Yeah, because if WWE tries to bring out the official Chris Benoit, that's obvious cash grab. And they'll get shit on for
never.
It. Yep.
Never happened. They would be sued. And there's talk of a movie that.
That could work.
You would watch that? I would.
I would watch it.
But the unease.
Get Ryan Philippe.
I'd have to have not a lot to do, though. Is that bad? I'm just saying, like.
Yes, that's bad.
Yeah. I would watch it, but it would have to be, like, on, like, a day I called off work and the internet was down or something.
Wow.
Bummer. Shit's right all over it. Well, at least you're honest.
But all his.
You mean a lie?
he drew them money, and they just wipe him clean.
Millions, you could say. Oh, I wonder how many people bought tickets just to see Benoit. It would have got to that point, I think.
A lot.
Yeah, he movie's been talked. Yeah, Jennifer is talking on our live chat. That movie has been talked about for years. I don't know if there's a timing you could do. Like if they would have made it and then brought it out this June, that would have been like a grab.
Yeah.
But if they do it and they wait 3 more years, I mean, it's not like there's a 13th
That's
anniversary.
That's fair. Then they're just kind of, please don't let WWE Studios have anything to do with it.
Oh, they would never touch.
Good, good, good.
If you're not going to put his name in matches on, like, your own website, which.
You put $100 million in front of Vince McMahon, he's liable to do a lot of different things.
Yeah.
I would do a lot of shit for $100 million.
I mean, yeah, well.
You know what I mean?
Jesus. Yeah, but would you touch the one thing that almost killed your entire business?
Touch it. I'd suck it. Okay, is that too much?
Bet you would.
Milk that cow.
Indeed.
What are your guys' thoughts on the murder? Because if those that didn't cross over.
Sure. In Cereal Talk earlier, we talked about how a lot of people, one person thinks it might have been Vince McMahon who fathered the kid, fathered Daniel, and Nancy letting that news slip to Benoit caused him to go into a rage. Other people think that it's not as simple as that people had broken into the house and killed all three of them and staged the crime scene. But like Corey said, I agree. Whatever the motive was, it was more than likely Chris Benoit who killed his wife and kid.
Yeah.
We don't know what the motive was. It could have been the actual motive that we say Chris Benoit was the father. But I think at this point you could probably do some DNA testing. Figure that one out pretty damn quick.
At this point, I think it'd be irrelevant.
Irrelevant, huh? Maybe. I don't know.
Exhumation to do the DNA testing.
I think it'd be pretty goddamn relevant.
At this point, though, exhumation to do the DNA testing?
If it's Vince McMahon's kid, it means something.
Yeah, but the kid, he's dead.
Who cares about the kid at this point? It's not about fixing what happened to him.
Then
it's
what
about
is it about?
Doling out possible punishment. If Vince McMahon, well, I guess there's a statute of limitations, but
I think 7 years on
people need
felonies.
To know. We may not be able to put him in prison, but if it's found out that he had anything to do with it,
you're going to ruin
it.
You're going to ruin it.
Could you imagine the county coroner in Atlanta calls a press conference? Ladies and gentlemen, we have it on good authority from Billy Jack Haynes.
Oh, shit.
This may be a Vince McMahon's child. We're going to exhume these bodies to find out.
Billy Jack would know.
Billy Jack, please come up to the thing. Bombshell tonight! Damn it, Vince, you did it! And you know it!
You gotta check
it out. Can't believe it, man!
If you get some time, get on YouTube and search Billy Jack Haynes, Chris Benoit, and you'll find it. His theories, and not just his theories are okay. But the way he presents them in his outlandish manner is what really makes it worth your time.
Oh, dreadful.
It's actually an entertaining theory. He's got the Vince McMahon theory down pat. But it's hard to take really seriously when it's coming from Billy Jack Haynes.
Yeah, and if you look that up, you got to find the one where he's wearing a wig and challenging Stone Cold Steve Austin to a fight. He's going to beat his ass for what he did. He used to date his former wife.
Kid?
No. Billy Jack Haynes dated Steve Austin's first wife. Do you remember her?
No.
Blonde, Lady Blossom is what her name's Jeannie Clark.
I remember Lady Blossom.
She was also married to Gentleman Chris Adams.
Right, right.
And so that's what he wants to kick his ass for.
Which is really interesting. There's some Chris Adams and Steve Austin trained together, right?
Adams trained Austin.
She trains Austin. Okay, that was it. I always remember there's some weird shit going on.
Yeah, so that's why he wants to kick his ass. But,
Jennifer in the chat says, Billy Jack Haynes is crazy anyway.
Yes, you're right, Jennifer. The one thing we didn't get into enough, I thought, and we touched on it during Surreal Talk, but the plethora of people that came out on Fox News and CNN and just would...
Oh, all the hangers-on that wanted to be in the news that day?
People that didn't even know the guy.
Yeah.
Sitting there saying, oh, it's steroids. And
we're back on Larry King, and we've got Moolah here on the line. Fabulous Moolah, what do you know about Chris Benoit?
I'm dead.
We have that in common, I see.
Inside? No. No, but
that's what it was like, man. Every fucking Tom, Dick, and used to be Harry.
That lasted for actually a pretty good. That they at least went a month with it because they waited for the reports to come out, and once they got everything in, then it was like, hey, find a wrestler, find a wrestler.
I wonder if CNN had any qualms about it due to how close the Benoit was to the sister company of CNN. CNN, that company was owned by Ted Turner, who also owned WCW.
Oh no, I'm thinking they said, go get him.
You think? Oh, because now Vince is a...
You put our guys out, you put our company out of business or bought them.
Fair enough.
Pennies on
we'll blame dollar. It on you, even though, you know, he mostly started his career here in the States.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I mean...
Politics, gotta love it.
Yeah.
Cena was
on
Larry King.
You don't got to.
Jennifer says Cena was on Larry King.
Yep, Cena and Jericho.
Jericho, sure, I can see, but Cena, how the fuck?
No, John Cena. There was more than that. There was like six people.
That's what we were just saying.
Yeah.
Like the litany of people that come out of the woodwork who didn't know him.
Yeah,
but that was like their. That was who WWE sent. They're like, here, you guys are going. You got to make us look good.
It was Bret Hart via satellite. In studio was Cena, and then
Jericho.
Jericho, and there was two more guys in studio.
Was Vince McMahon in there?
Vince McMahon was not in there. It was two more guys in studio. I watched that video today. I watched that interview today. There was four people in studio with Larry King, and then Bret Hart was via satellite.
Yes, somebody's going to have that.
What did Bret Hart have to say about it? Because they would have been pretty close, or at least not
pretty
close.
Same thing everybody else said about it. He was an excellent athlete. Yep, great guy, hardworking, loved his family.
Didn't see this coming at all.
Yeah, didn't see it. If you'd have picked 100 people and you had to pick the one that would have done it, he'd have been the last in line.
Steve Blackman and Mark Marrow. Marsha Marrow, she calls him.
John Cena.
That's funny. Marsha Marrow.
Yeah, Cena, Jericho, Bret Hart, Ted DiBiase,
DiBiase, that's it, right.
I forgot that they were on there. But that was when they went into major, like, save-our-ass mode. And it was bad. Their ratings dropped, like a ton of bricks. I mean, he really gave them a black eye. But he also changed things for the better. I know, and this is where I'm afraid to go, but I'm going to go there.
Go there.
That what he did changed sports in a lot ways. I mean.
Well, he brought the problem to the mainstream. He brought it to the front line. You know what I mean? He made people aware that this happened, this tragedy. Yeah, no, you're right. It is. And I don't think that was his intention, but, you know.
Definitely not.
No, but he did bring this problem to the mainstream, to people to recognize it, that, look, this is an issue, that you know, this isn't just wrestling. The things need to be changed, the way we're treating these athletes, the way that we're, you know, the way we're doing a lot of things with them need to be totally different. Like, you know, we can't just let them go unchecked anymore.
It's like we started talking about domestic violence until they put a, sorry, I'm going to sneeze.
Achoo.
I don't think.
But until this happened, this got all the concussion talk. I mean, it went mainstream because of this. Mm-hmm. And then when football players started dropping dead, committing suicide, not being able to find out how to drive home, and forgetting their names and forgetting players they played with, this started a gigantic movement that now they're making movies about it. I mean, concussion. I mean, obviously, I haven't seen it. I would think they cover a little speck of this.
I have trouble watching anything with Will Smith anymore. Sorry.
Welcome to Earth.
Yeah, since Hitch. Welcome to Earth. Yeah. You know, he doesn't actually say that, right? He says Earth.
Yeah, do not shoot that green shit at me.
Look at Jennifer bringing up Dynamite Kid. I love it.
Dynamite Kid's wife is what she's talking about. What's the significance there?
Because he put a gun to her head and told her he was going to kill her during a fight.
Yeah, we talked about that. That's why Benoit did it, because he was trying to one-up him.
Yeah, well.
That's the theory. Just throwing it out there.
You said it.
That's right.
No, but.
You want my credit.
This, I mean, it changed. My gosh, it changed steroid policies. I mean, steroids got big because of baseball, but.
Oh, apparently she was on Larry King as well, she said.
Yeah, she was.
Okay.
That's how she told the story. And they asked him, and he said, yeah, I did. I was going to kill her. Not fucking around.
Jesus.
I feel like I'm watching The Town.
This I need to watch that fucking movie. Around Ben Affleck, like,
that's a good movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's fucking nice.
Fantastic movie.
I hear it's great.
It's very good.
As we're getting close to winding down, we're almost, what are we in, 46 minutes? So that's, I think, the good that came out of it. They don't send guys out that are concussed. They make them see, they help people seek help, help people seek help.
Right, because most of them wouldn't want to.
Help you.
This is their, like, Daniel Bryan, I'm sure he didn't want to, you know, he didn't want to quit.
Hell no.
He cried, like, quite publicly, you know, like just wept, didn't he? I mean,
pretty much.
Yeah.
But they don't send guys out that shouldn't be in the ring. They take care of their talent more. They pay for rehab for these people.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that the wellness program just isn't about steroids or drugs.
No.
It's you know, your noggin and your body.
Your mental health, too. I mean, right? I mean, I think a lot of wrestlers have mental health issues as well. I mean, I mean, that's what the fuck we're here doing here to today. Right. You know, I mean, but,
to
know.
Want to do this is, yes, there's definitely something different.
You've
got to
be a
you.
Little fucking special to want to beat yourself up.
You
want to
get in your underwear and get on national TV
and roll around with another dude
I
in his underwear.
Since I was a kid.
Well, I bet you have.
Good you know how I've been pretty vocal about my hatred of Triple Threat and four-way dance matches on the show? I don't dig them. But through my research, I came across a Triple Threat match, WrestleMania 20, Shawn Michaels, Triple H, and Chris Benoit. What a hell of a match that was.
Was it good?
Yeah.
That was classic.
And they can't even, they do, if you do a top 10 list or something, you can't even mention it.
That's
they
sad.
Don't mention it. In fact, I think for WrestleMania 20, it reads Shawn Michaels versus Triple H.
Benoit wins that match, Crippler Crossface, on Triple H. Yeah,
and that's the clip you saw for
and their description
two
is
months
fucking
straight.
Triple H versus Shawn Michaels, and Benoit won, huh?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Pretty much. They would never even describe it, but WrestleMania 20 didn't even happen.
And that's the video that you see, anytime they do any clip for that month, 2 months that they ran those things, it was... Mm-hmm. Nancy and Daniel in the ring with him celebrating with
that.
His kid dancing in the confetti. And that's what, I mean, why'd you have to do it? Damn it.
God damn it, Chris.
But again, the good things that came out of it, they started enforcing these policies. They started helping wrestlers because they didn't want to see this happen again. Mm-hmm. And as much as we criticize WWE, I mean, that's a good thing. It may just be PR, and that's great, whatever. They're still helping people.
Right. There's a side effect that people are getting help.
Yeah. It's a shame three people had to die for that to happen.
Or maybe even more. We don't know. At least.
Really?
We don't. We can't be for sure.
Oh, you mean the... Oh, okay. Yeah. Overall.
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 Well, no, there wasn't a mystery fourth body they never found.
Yeah, okay. That's kind of
what
I thought.
They didn't check under the pool. It was an in-ground pool, by the way. Anyway, what are you doing over there? You've been weirdly quiet.
He's our new TO.
Pretty much. He's my old TO.
I'm watching a 1,000-pound bench press fail.
Yep, that's exactly what TO would be
this
doing
This is
right
a wrestling
now.
Podcast show, so technically
we
that
gotta have,
fits.
I'm
we
on
gotta
point,
have.
Okay? I'm just saying.
Way to go.
What is... Okay, is that how long we've been going or how long the feed's been up?
That's how long we've been on the interwebs. I think we were up for about 5 minutes before we were on, okay. So...
We'll get to the end anyway. What is, oh, no. I think he just saw something he didn't want to see.
Fuck, you think that's what
bad.
Happened?
It crushed his skull?
Right in his throat, dude. 1,000 pounds. Oh, he's up. He's up. Oh, he's good.
You should just have reaction videos. That's funny.
Fuck, that was gnarly, dude.
We're going to have to put that on the website.
Yeah.
This guy tries to bench 1,000 pounds. Here's our reaction.
That's good stuff. Anyway.
What is Chris Benoit's legacy?
Sad to say now, it's fucking he murdered his wife and kid. Murder, suicide.
Depends on how you ask that question. Yeah, the first one is murderer. But after you take that away, and the reason why we were even comfortable
doing
the show.
Can you take that away, though?
You can. Because the reason we're even doing this show is because we're fans of Chris Benoit. At the end of the day, we liked what the guy did in the ring. We can look past the fact that he committed that horrible crime for whatever reason.
I don't know about that. Look past the fact.
I can look past it and say the guy was a great wrestler.
Well, I'm not saying
I can
that.
Set that over here and think of his career over here. Two different
and
things.
And that's the problem with people now. They can't separate, Ric Flair is a deadbeat. He didn't pay his tax.
Yeah, but
you don't fucking know him.
One of the greatest of all time in the ring. At the end of the day, people want to gang up on people. They want to be right.
Right.
You know, I want to be able to be like, I'm better than you, and here's why. People are dickheads.
Well, this is true.
Yeah. Yeah, Jennifer makes a good point. There are two Benoits.
Pretty much. There's the murderer, and then there's one of the greats.
It just depends on which one you subscribe to.
Depends on how the conversation starts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Do you celebrate his career in any way?
I do. I can understand why WWE wouldn't.
I can't celebrate his career, but I could really talk highly of him if he was brought up to me.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to go out and carry a banner saying Chris Benoit was awesome.
It's painted on your car.
Oh, I do have the bumper sticker. Whatever.
I think I mean, obviously he was a good wrestler. I mean, you can anybody can see that.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know. Okay, better question. Like, when you hear his name, like, I know what I think when I hear Jeffrey Dahmer. I know what I think when I hear Charles Manson.
Tells people to kill people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Is that how you, I mean, he's a murderer?
In that circumstance, yes. That's not how I think of him. Because your first immediate reaction is killer, murderer. But with Benoit, that's not my immediate reaction.
Here's what, let me ask you this. Somebody's giving you, you know, you do the, I say a name, you give me the first thing that comes to your mind.
Right, wrestling.
You're five or six wrestlers deep. Somebody says Chris Benoit.
Flying headbutt. I don't come to the murder. I don't do it. I don't do it. Flying headbutt, crippler crossface, and this. Yeah, just. And that was fucking intense when he did that.
You take it out of the context of wrestling, then the first thing you think of.
Yeah, Chris Benoit, the person. Oh, piece of shit. Murder his wife, kid. Kill himself.
Why are you going to say piece of shit, though? It's more than likely the CTE and brain damage that did it. It's the same thing as a person.
Okay. You're right. Fair enough. He was not a bad guy. Had some issues, for sure.
He was a murdered his wife and kid. I mean. Shit happens, but
I think his family, which I don't think there's any left, but he should sue the fucking WWE for not keeping his shit in check, keeping a better eye on him, knowing that that he was fucking
well.
Unstable.
That led to the creation of the wellness program. So I mean, they did what they can have to do after that happened. You can't look forward and say this guy's going to eventually kill himself. We should do something beforehand.
No, but after the fact, after the fact, once he's already done that, you can look back at like his family can like do it like a civil suit we were talking earlier, like. You should have been more.
Who, Nancy? Or
right,
the son
I just said there's no one left earlier, but I said, you know what I mean?
Like, the mother of his first two children,
should have been somebody to say, look, man, you know, somebody should have checked on this guy a little bit better. There should have been.
If there was a wrestler's
different
union.
Different programs in place for.
But they don't allow that shit.
They don't allow wrestlers' unions?
Well, they can't officially not allow it, but, you know.
Right, because a union.
You're going to get blackballed.
Never happen.
Yeah, you're going to get blackballed as soon as you start that shit. No.
Jesse Ventura tried to do it.
Did he?
Yep.
And where's he at now? Ex-governor running a conspiracy show.
Yeah, buddy.
What do you think about conspiracy show hosts? Whack jobs. Moving on.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't even mention that Benoit wrestled as a Pegasus kid. I didn't think we'd have anybody that would know that far back. But
gotta love YouTube, kid. Man. Yeah, you gotta love YouTube. It brings
he
in
did
some
have
people
an that evil resting face, like resting bitch face, but it was evil, not bitch.
Very much so.
Yes, that's the. I'm with
it's that.
That
brow. Oh.
Yeah, it was always down. Like he was just like intense, looking at you, like I'll fuck you up.
Did he have some sort of, no, Dogface Gremlin was a, he didn't have any kind of Gremlin nickname, did he?
No.
He was just the Canadian Crippler and the Canadian Wolverine or just Wolverine?
Rabid Wolverine.
Rabid Wolverine, that's what it was.
Best damn technical wrestler there is.
Toothless Aggression.
Toothless.
Still one of my favorite. And he had a great, I played that song. I loved his entrance music in WWE, but it's for another show, which we
I was asking
did
him earlier. Do you remember Chris Benoit's entrance at all?
I don't.
I couldn't either.
I can't remember.
We'll have to play that
all
after. I'm gonna have to watch it before we leave today. But
it's a good song. But again, I keep coming back to like I hear O.J. Simpson and I automatically think killed his ex-wife. Like, and I'm the fan of the team that he played most for, but so many people don't know at this point. I guess everybody knows now that he was a football player, but not everybody like. It's so weird that we're 35. You talk to somebody in their mid-20s, like nothing happened before 2000.
Right. Yeah.
How the fuck do you not go back and read or check out? That's why their the music taste has gotten so bad also. Nobody listens to old shit except us. And now we're the old guys in the room.
My problem is I only listen to old shit. I've not graduated on the new shit. I'm really stuck in the past.
No, I know. But at least we like looked up shit that happened in the
nothing
1960s.
Nothing has happened after 2000 for me. Like, before 2000,
whoa,
nothing happened for them.
9/11.
Yeah, I guess after 2001, nothing happened for me. I've been in a drug-induced stupor since then, so it's kind of I'm stuck.
I'll give you one. There are people that did not know that Bill Clinton was president before Hillary. Like, they just thought that was her husband. I shit you not.
Who the fuck said that?
Bartender over here.
Oh, my God.
18, 19 years old.
I bet you okay.
Oh.
I'd be like you busy later because you seem pretty smart.
Bad confession to make. I didn't know that he was impeached.
Bill Clinton?
Yeah,
really?
Really?
He was impeached.
I was, and I even watched like the whole debacle go down like on TV. Like I remember like, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Fucking every station he played that. But for whatever reason, we were talking about it at work a couple years ago, and they're like, yeah, he got impeached. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, he didn't. Like, yeah, he fucking sure did. And I'm like, I would remember that, I think. I'm fairly positive, right. And I lost fucking $10 on that one. So.
You deserve it.
I do. You're right. I have just happy paying it. Fuck. At least I won't find anything again when we talk about this.
Oh, Brian's right. That's why we have mumble rap.
Like, what's mumble rap?
Just rap now.
Oh.
All they do is say the same thing over and over now.
What?
They sound like,
okay.
Seriously, that's a song. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Not listen to it, I'll tell you that.
Well, I guess we beat old the Benoit topic to death.
Can you rephrase?
I guess we have used all our talking points on Chris Benoit's murder suicide.
There you go.
Fuck, hang this one out to dry. Yeah. I don't know.
Thanks for sticking around, Eric, being on my other show.
Hey, no problem. I had a great time.
Three Horsemen.
I actually like this show.
He's dying to get out of here.
How do you know that?
That one just jumped out of my mouth.
He's dying to get out of here.
You got a little TO in you. It just felt real natural.
I like this show.
Real natural having you sit there.
Really?
Pretty much.
I like Surreal Talk. That was, well, I thought it was good.
We have a good time on that
good
show.
Good combination. We did 3 hours of podcasting today.
Dude, I'm a little tired, honestly.
We might.
Fuck you, man.
We might. I mean, never mind. I'm not even going into it right now.
We got to do another crossover show. We'll call it the Crippler Crossover. Oh, that's what we should have called this one.
God damn it.
The fucking Crippler Crossover. Son of a bitch. How did we miss that?
I don't know.
It's too late now.
Mother of God. That's going to be the...
It's not too late for...
Wasted perfect fucking opportunity.
No, that's going to be the tagline on this show. Now,
on this week's Crippler Crossover.
there you go.
That's good stuff.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Crippler Crossover. No, but hey, I know the show. I already talked to E about this. I said it, West Memphis 3.
Oh, yeah.
You have
totally.
Got to allow me to be on that show.
For sure.
Totally.
Definitely.
Ooh, it's going to be fun.
Right on, man.
Man, I, you know.
Get you fired up on that.
No, I just realized what happened in
that
case.
Is that his 9/11?
I'm sorry.
Is that his 9/11?
No, it's thanks to the movie station I have at home. I was able to see HBO.
Oh, yeah.
HBO.
Yeah.
Sure.
One that has no name.
Right. I'm able to watch those movies, and we're gonna combo on that.
Hell yeah.
I can't wait. That'll be a good time.
But thank you guys for staying late and crossing over, Crippler Crossing over.
Yeah, this has been Crippler Crossover with Three Horsemen and Surreal Talk, guys.
It's unlike Everett's usual Sundays where he's just cross-dressing, so we're just crossing over this today. So,
dude, eat it.
That's right. Tell everybody where they
nobody.
Tell everybody that. Where they can get Surreal Talk.
So SurrealTalkPodcast.com. You can find us on YouTube at YouTube.com/SurrealTalkPodcast. Twitter.com/SurrealTalkShow. Facebook.com/SurrealTalk. We have a Facebook group that we love to have people come in and we discuss whatever kind of crazy shit you want to talk about. That's Facebook.com/group/SurrealTalkGroup. Anything else you can think of?
info@surrealtalk.com. Go to www.surrealtalkpodcast.com. Vote in the poll.
Yeah.
Team Eric.
No, Team Everett.
Team Eric, though, anyway. For sure.
That's all we got on Surreal Talk.
Get us at Facebook.com/3horsemenshow, as you can see on YouTube. And whenever you're checking this out, if you're checking this out in June, when the 10th anniversary, that's when just you'll be flooded.
We are speaking to you from 2 months in the past.
Yes. Almost 2 months to the day, isn't
it? Damn near, isn't it? Yeah. Weird.
What is today?
24th.
Is it really?
I think so. 23rd? 23rd.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Sounds right. But yeah, check us out. Facebook.com/3horsemenshow. Twitter.com/3horsemenshow. YouTube.com. We need to get you people subscribing, folks. Go to YouTube. Type in V3, not numeral, the word 3. Horsemen, Horsemen show. That's how you find us.
Or you can go to thehorsemanshow.com/YouTube, and it will forward you right onto our page.
And if you're already here right now, go ahead and smash that like button. It'll help the channel out.
Boom.
Yeah, hit that like button. Hit subscribe if you haven't already. We've actually gained 4 subscribers today on our YouTube channel. A total of a 33% gain.
Today?
Today.
Nice.
So that's pretty badass.
You guys gained more than Surreal did.
Thank you, Brian.
What's Brian say?
Brian's been a subber for months on both shows.
That's my boy, Brian. Gotta love it. Thanks, man. All right, I guess we'll catch everybody.
He's
we do
so
a show
smart.
On Wednesday, or is this our show for?
Yeah, we'll be back here with a new topic. We'll have an old school topic.
We're gonna finish our gimmick matches.
And I think we need more on that.
Have you guys done a show where it's like the best intro music?
Yeah, we did. We did that like literally like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so who won?
Well, we didn't really do a tournament. I did a
you
tournament.
Did.
I did a 32-man tournament. Hulk Hogan ended up winning. Hold on, after the show, I'll show you my tournament bracket. All 32 of them broken all the way down, double elimination. It was great.
When it comes crashing
how many
down.
Six-way ties did we have?
There was many six-way ties. It's just the way it works when you do double limb.
Okay, both these guys moved on to the next round, and then there were four other ones that they fit to. So there was a six-way tie.
It was like basketball. We're in the ninth month of the playoffs of the best theme music.
So every other Sunday, it's going to be decided with consecutive sack races.
Yeah. And all six guys lost to Duke the Dumpster Drossy's music. So
Duke the Dumpster was the shit.
Literally, the shits. Eric and Big E from Surreal Talk, but you know Big E already.
Thank you.
Also from Three Horsemen.
Appreciate you guys having me on. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah,
hey, man. It's been fun. Check us out this week. We'll be back for T.O. who's not here. Corey, Big E,
Eric.
Be
here next time.
We are out of here.
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci, excite better thinking.
Need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.